Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, right. Oh, I love this bit. I love
okay,
this bit.
Okay, go on. I let you. I let you do this. When we have a musical intro, Judith, I let you count us in. Because I know you get so much pleasure from it.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm going to buy you a stick. I'm going to buy you a conducting stick.
Or a conductor stick, and I can have a pretend orchestra. Judith, I like the idea of that. Now,
all
listen,
the fun
stop
in the
it.
World. Okay, now.
Okay. A one, two. A one, two, three, four.
And they call it puppy love. Oh, I guess you'll never know. How your young heart really feels.
Sing really slow in a church when you dig hymns, and I try and get them over and done with. I'm safe, right?
Well, so I can see why you try and get it over and done with. Yes,
I'm tone deaf. I'm tone deaf, but do you know what, Judith? These days, it's not anything to be embarrassed about. I've decided, because we're not allowed to be embarrassed about anything, we've got to sort of, I've got to not be vocally shamed anymore. For years and years and years in my life, I've felt vocally shamed by the fact that I'm tone deaf. Yeah. But not anymore. I'm going to release my own voice. I'm going to sing how I like.
I think it's called growing older, isn't it? I think it's actually growing older and sort of growing into the, well, fuck it. You know, if you don't like it, you can piss
off.
Well,
fuck it years. Fuck it years.
Oh, look, we've just started swearing already. You know, and people have started telling me off about that.
Really? Oh, God in heaven, people tell you off. Don't you tell them fuck off. Honestly. Oh, I'm very wound up today. Oh, fuck off. Honestly, and if you don't want to tell them to fuck off, phone me up and I'll tell them to fuck off.
I don't think I will, Jenny.
No, don't.
Come to think of it, I don't think I will. You're in a bad mood, aren't you?
No, I'm not in a bad mood. I haven't got a puppy. It's not fair.
Well, I'm having it so that you don't have to. I've had a puppy so that nobody in the gang who thinks they'd like a puppy... Yeah. We'll have to have a puppy, okay? I'm doing it for the general good of the older and wider gang.
So that we can live puppy lives through you.
Indeed, indeed. Without having all the poo and all of that. Yes, yeah. Okay, no, but listen. She's lovely.
We want to know, Judith. Listen, the audience wants to know. Yeah.
Well, I think you want to know, but not too much. I mean, it's a bit like having grandchildren, isn't it?
Yeah. What I'll do, Judith, I think what we should decide now is that when I'm getting a bit bored... And I think we should extend this invitation to Daisy as well. So if she's getting bored,
what
we do, this is the signal that we're bored. It's a snore. And this should be the universal sign that all women of a certain age should use when anybody's boring them. You know, when you're being shown pictures of grandchildren or all that kind of thing. It's just a very quick...
God, yes.
Like that. And just that means, just stop it. Stop it right now. We're not going to talk about this anymore because...
But you know what? That is a brilliant idea that we need to adopt. We so bloody do in life. And I can see myself using it quite a lot, actually.
You know what I'm going to call it?
Grandchildren. What? What are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it the snore law. And it is the law, if anybody snores, you're big boring, you've got to stop.
Yeah.
I've written that down.
I think we particularly have earned the right to the snore law. Is that what you called it? The snore law.
Yeah, snore law.
Snore law. We as the older and wider women of this world.
The community.
The community. And we have got them all over the world, you know. We've got people listening from all over the place.
It's incredible.
We have earned the right.
We passed this law today. On this day of July 2020, we have passed the snore law. It's not a corn law, it's a snore law. Right. Now let's and get Daisy, back to the puppy.
Daisy can be an honorary member.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course
so
she can.
Daisy, yeah, all right then. Okay.
And we will have so to when what, it. You brought her home last Sunday. Right. Talk me through all that.
Oh, shall I? Shall I?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, Sunday was going to collect puppy day. We got up really early. The breeder said we had to get there at 9:30, and it was 2.5 hours drive. That was spiteful of all, wasn't it? Didn't sleep on Saturday night. I was excited. It wasn't that I was kind of the usual kind of, oh God, I'm worried about this, that, the other. I was probably excited.
Oh,
on
nice.
Night.
That's a really nice feeling.
Yeah, it is. And I don't usually get that, you know.
Yeah, it's so, like because you knew you were going to get a present.
Yeah. Yes, a very, very, very big present.
Yeah.
A really big present.
An excellent present.
Yeah.
Okay, so right, you get your present.
There. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and well, she was the last one to be picked up. And
oh, God.
Yeah, I know, last one. And well, I mean, we went prepared practically in PPE. You know, I thought 2.5 hours in the car coming back, I expected them to be drenched with bodily fluids, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody said, well, she'll whimper all the way. And then somebody said, just to throw in, you know, somebody said, oh God, we took our puppy home and, you know, it was car sick all the way. I thought, oh God, I hadn't factored in for wee and poo. I hadn't factored in for fucking sick as well. Anyway. And but she didn't make a whimper. She just sat on my lap and nuzzled into me.
You weren't breastfeeding her, were you? You weren't distracting her. All the way home. No. Okay,
bit like
so
that.
She's just sniggly snuggly. Ah, oh, did you play her music? Did you put on some sounds?
Well, she's used to the radio, so she has to have the radio on next to her pen all day and all night. But now,
oh God, what channel have you got it tuned to?
Oh, Radio 4. She's going to Radio 4. I mean, I don't know. Is that a good idea? Professor, is there an open university for radio? Maybe because I need to.
I'm sure there's
that.
A doggy channel. I bet you there will be a doggy radio channel. You're just going to have to look it up on the internet.
I bet there is too. Yeah, I could get Alexa into that, couldn't I? No, yeah. So she has lots of company. And she's been as good as gold. I mean, so far, touching wood. You know, she goes into her crate and she's, you know, she hardly makes a whimper. She's done a poo in the right place a few times. She's done done a couple of wees in the house. But
she's almost as sophisticated as you and I.
Yeah.
We're still pooing in the right place, just about.
And she smell. Oh, the smell, Jenny. I think I could market it.
I'm not sure I like that smell. I would like it. Is she very clean? She'll be very clean. You'll be shampooing her.
No, don't need to. She's shiny black back fur and gorgeous. Oh, no, look, I've got to rein myself in now.
No, I'm not. The snorlaw has not chimed yet. I did a practice one just to sort of see whether you were going to take any notice. But
I'm amazed you don't like the smell. I'm amazed.
I'm not, I don't really, but I've never really got, you know, when people say, oh, I love the smell of babies.
Yeah.
I always thought, people just smell to kind of sour cheese for about the first year of life, I feel, you know. And I think because I wasn't a very great mother and I didn't really wash her down properly, she often had sick in the crease of her neck. And I never quite got that out. Until
you were
she got
shoddy,
a bit older.
Weren't you? You were.
And then she
quite
got
shoddy.
A long, thin neck, and then she didn't have any cheese in it.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no! Well, okay. Well,
so, is this smell, Judith? Because
what
I'd like to imagine
it. It's just a little kind of gorgeous doggy smell, but not in a sort of horrible grown-up pooey sort of wet dog smell.
So it's a bit like a very clean hamster smell.
Oh, no, it's much nicer than that.
Much nicer than that.
I think there's quite a few of the gang that will know what I mean. And I think when she comes round to your house, which obviously she is soon, isn't she? I mean, you have it, aren't you? You ever get to stay?
But remember Jeff, I've got the fantastic excuse of the allergic partner.
Oh, you're going to pull that
said
one,
husband
are you?
Then, but the word husband makes sick vomit out of my neck.
Does it? So you're still not used to it?
I can't use the word husband. I cannot use
well,
it. I'm
well,
genuinely
better than saying
can't.
My better half. At least you don't use that.
Or hubby. Anyway... Jeff is a bit allergic, but I think Jeff will have to go somewhere else when when Poppy comes, when Poppy to, comes stay. To stay.
Well, I think yeah. I think he will. I think he will. And
when
I think
Poppy comes to stay. Oh God, it sounds like a film title.
It does, doesn't it? No, it sounds like a lovely children's book, doesn't it?
Yeah, when Poppy comes to stay.
Oh, yeah. She went and wreaked havoc in the. You know.
Oh yeah, Poppy's not coming to stay. I've decided.
What does she do? What does she do? Well, yeah. She frolics along. She follows me around.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She follows me around. But you know, I find myself talking to it. You know, like when babies are really small and toddlers, yeah. And you carry them around and you say, "Okay, so I think we just go do some watering in the garden, shall we?"
Yeah, and you can tell them filthy secrets that they can't tell anyone else because they can't even talk. So you can tell babies
yet.
About that time you did a load of coke and got off with loads of boys.
Trust you to think that. But you know when you're sort of with, you know, I suppose you're teaching them to talk, aren't you, really? So yeah. I find myself doing that just like I did with the girls. Okay, come along then. Right, I think we'll just make some scrambled egg. I wonder if you'd like some scrambled egg. God,
does Poppy like scrambled egg?
She does like a bit of scrambled egg, but
what's she eating? Genuinely, no, serious question. Yeah. What do you feed this dog?
Right, okay, now listen, the bloody breeder. Yeah. Said, she sent me this link. She's obviously got some thing going on with the dog food sort of company. So she said, you know, you get 30% off. So I bought, so I did this. I've got two sacks of this fucking food. Yeah. They are the size of, do you remember the Pete Coleman that used to live at the site, the coal?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
coal. They're that size and okay. they're about as heavy. Okay.
Okay.
Got two of them. Cost about £80 or something ridiculous with 30% off. And so far, she hates it.
Of course she does. She likes scrambled egg. She wants a little bit of smoked salmon, some scrambled egg. She's a very refined doggy.
Come
but
on,
is she sweet? Has she got a sweet personality?
Yeah, she has. I tell you the best bit about it, the best yeah. bit is when you're watching telly, she just sits on my lap and she just, you can just, she's like a little lap dog at the moment. She just falls asleep and looks at me. She stares at me.
And does she like you better than Mike?
I think she does.
Of course she does.
Yeah, she does. Well, I've given the scrambled egg, haven't I? I've been the one coaxing her with the little bits of food. Oh. But, you know, it's early days.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice, Judith. No, I'm really pleased for you.
Yeah.
What really about the girls? Sweet. Have they seen her yet?
No, but they're dying to. And I tell you what, that's, because really, in a way, Mike and I are sort of parents again for the first time.
Do they feel a bit pushed out of the nest, do you think? Do you think they're going to get a bit clingy?
But they are very...
Mum!
Don't forget me! No, but unusually for them, they answer my WhatsApps. You know, in fact, yesterday, both of them said, oh, can you send us some more pictures? I mean, that's bloody unheard of. Normally it's me saying, oh, how are you getting on with this? And, oh, send me a photo of that. Yeah. And what's happening there? Never answer, do they? If you text Phoebe, does she answer you?
It depends what she's doing. I mean, she's quite strict. If she's doing on a writing project, I mean, she will hide her phone somewhere and not look at it.
Well, that's good. That's
so
clever.
It can be a few hours, but I would be panicky and stricken if she didn't answer within 24 hours.
Oh, yes.
And then I'd
yes.
start doing things like texting her boyfriend and being weird. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm a bit shorter than that, but yes, I do that. I've done that lots of times. I said, Aaron, really sorry to bother you.
Yeah, just checking. Has Phoebe lost her phone? Do you think, you know, Tristram?
So, what have you been up to? Okay, so that's the end of Poppy. That's the end of the Poppy.
You know, it was very good. You did well, Judith, because
I think it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. But I was genuinely interested, and I know that a lot of people listening are genuinely interested, and a lot of people on our Instagram account are genuinely interested. So, in fact, I got a bit jealous yesterday because everyone's going, "Oh, she's so cute! Oh, your puppy, Judith, I love." And I had nothing. I had fucking nothing to offer yesterday. Absolutely nothing. So I put my dinner up on Instagram. See, in a kind of slightly competitive way, see if I got as many likes. I did a very good dinner though, Judith. I really did. I had a scarlet shard in my veg box.
Nice.
And it looks like a cross between a sort of a spinachy thing. Well, no, a cabbagey thing and a rhubarb, doesn't it? Because it's
got that.
Yes, it does.
What did you do with it?
Well, I stir-fried it with a little bit of chili and garlic.
Oh.
And then I mixed it in with pew lentils and some roasted beetroot and roasted sweet potato.
Bloody
over
hell.
That, yes, I know, I sprinkled some feta cheese. And we had that as a very substantial side dish with some very good sausages.
Bloody hell, Jenny! I fucking am delicious. Proud of you. Did you was that a recipe or did you make that up?
Well, it was half made up and half BBC food, which I find a very Limey. Very good website for, you know, the novice cook.
Yeah, I don't think you're a novice cook anymore, Jenny. I think you're into the intermediates.
But that
I think you're top of the intermediates with that.
Yes, I know, but it's not quite the same as having a puppy, is it? Making a good sausage dinner.
So
and being needy about it.
So but how many likes did you get?
I'm not counting. It's rude to count. I'm not looking. No, it doesn't good. Matter. And someone really said, yeah, it's not as good as a puppy.
Did they? I didn't notice yes. that. Clarice. I didn't notice
somebody
that.
Did it. And I said, yeah, but it's not going to get me up at 2 a.m., is it? And then unless I get heartburn.
Well, I was going to say, with those lentils, I beg to differ. I think you might.
I might turn into, well, I've not shat on the carpet, so me and Poppy are doing very well. But geez, I sliced my finger open, slicing the shard.
Oh, now you said you'd done that. Was that chopping up the chard?
Oh, yeah.
Badly.
Oh, you know that sort of instant, I had quite a sharp knife, and I can't even talk about it without my vagina contracting and simultaneously wanting to wet myself, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. It's a very good description, actually.
Yeah,
And
I, as soon as I did it, I sort of felt myself drop a bit and I had to hold on to the work surface, Judith. I had to hold on.
Oh, God.
And then I ran it under some cold water. And then
did it flap?
Yes, it did. There's a big
Jenny.
Flap. Yes, and then deep within that, there was a red seam and I just thought, I cannot look at this. And I had to get... I've wrapped it in two plasters. And that the top of the plaster is now quite badly crusted in blood. But I am far, far too scared to take the plaster off. Do you know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. I am. Are you squeamish? Well, you are, obviously.
I am about my own stuff, and particularly in certain places. And this is quite debilitating, even though it's on my left hand. I found today I couldn't...
Which finger is it?
It's my pointer. The pointy finger, the index finger.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. And I can't press the nozzle on my deodorant, Judith. I can only my left armpit is dry today because my right hand, I can squeeze the deodorant nozzle, the spray can, and so nice. My right armpit, I've got BO because I can't squeeze the nozzle down.
You're lopsided.
I'm lopsided.
You're lopsided.
And try and squeeze, for anybody who goes, oh, well, just use another finger then, you silly cow.
Yeah.
Try and squeeze the nozzle of a spray can of deodorant with anything rather than your index finger, and you will find that it is impossible. I want you all to go now. It's like an experiment. Yeah. Well, anyway, apart from that, the only good thing that's happened to me this week, Older and Wider, the book, the menopause book, was in the Sunday Times top 10.
I know!
It was
bloody
right at
well
the bottom.
Done.
It was right at the bottom.
Well,
it squeaked in.
Don't say that like that. It's in the top 10. It's a bestseller already.
Yeah, they
bloody
can put
fantastic.
A sticker on it. They can now put a... Officially, you're allowed... If it disappears out of the top 10 forevermore, you're still allowed a sticker saying...
Exactly.
Top Sunday Times bestseller. Thank you very much, anybody who's bought it. I know there's been some distribution problems, but it's back in stock in Amazon now. I'm just trying to find my silver linings at the moment because I have struggled this week.
Have you?
But we went out for dinner. And in the olden days, when we went to Jane and Paul's house, Jane was at primary school with me when I went to when we came to England and went to primary school. She was at my primary school. I've known for a very long time. She looks about 10 years younger than me. She's a jogger.
Oh, no. What, and you're still friendly with her?
Still friendly, but I noticed that her posture's quite bad now. So, there's pros and cons to all this thing. She's one of those women, my age, can still tuck her T-shirt into her jeans.
Oh, I don't like her.
Well, it's
don't like her at all.
And she's a very nice woman. But they live not that far away from us. But we've never, in the olden days, pre-pandemic, we used to drive to Jane and Paul's.
Yeah.
We walked, Judith.
Oh. Yeah, well, great.
That's a real sort of bit of progress for me
it
and
is.
Jeff, isn't
How
it?
How long did it take you to do that?
2.5 hours.
What?
It's 2 miles. We had
You're
to keep
joking.
Sitting down. It was about sort of 35 minutes there and 35 minutes back.
Lovely.
You know, yes. And then the other day we went down the King's Road and we parked one end. We walked all the way down the King's Road and all the way back. In the old days, we'd have got a cab.
Yeah. No, that is a big plus. I'm very impressed. However, I want to know about your footwear. Because if you're doing all this walking, Jenny Eclair, all I'm saying is that, you know...
I wasn't wearing shit sandals, stupid.
Well, you know, you wear those stupid pumps all the way.
Yeah, you see, I think I've got quite good feet. I think I've got quite good walking feet. They don't need that much support.
Well, you know, all I can say is
I don't understand why why don't you wear pumps when you're doing long walks on pavement?
Well, because actually I like a bit more cushioning because I've had.
My feet are great. I've got great tits and great feet.
Well, just at the moment, all I'm saying, Jenny, is with all this, you know, the newfound walking.
Yeah.
Boots? I think you're going to be heading towards the section of the sandals that gave rise to Sandalgate.
The funniest thing last week was Daisy set this up for us. If you follow us on Instagram at, oh God, Judith, what's it called? The Instagram thing.
I've written it down. Don't panic. It's called at Older and Wider Podcast, I think, Daisy.
That's on Instagram. Right. Okay. Yes. And I'm surprised Daisy hasn't butted in with a...
Because
she must be bored shitless as the two of us.
She's actually not falling asleep.
Yeah. She set this thing up, right? If you look, find us on Instagram, there are these things called Instagram stories that we, of course, have no idea how to do. But Daisy did a poll for us on our Instagram stories, which was basically a picture of your sandals. And the poll was whether you should keep them or burn them.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it good? And she put on that lovely song. What is it? You put your new shoes on. She put some music.
Yeah, there was music with it. It was like a film. It was great,
it was great.
Right?
It was, yeah.
I told a story in like 5 seconds.
Didn't
and it? Our Instagram followers had to vote. And what did they vote, Judith?
It was 55 to burn and 55 to burn to keep. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't
gutted.
Think...
I'm gutted, yeah. Gang.
Were you? I was secretly quite triumphant, actually, because I just thought, I've won this one. Haven't got a puppy, but I've won the sandal battle. But I don't think anyone really expects you to burn them, Judith.
No, I'm not actually going to burn them, no. At the moment, they've worked their way from the bedroom and they're now, you know, in my sort of outbox towards the back door on their way to the charity shop. But, you know, I'm going to be very, very sad to see them go. And there were a lot of people in the gang, in the Older and Wider gang, that were absolutely go for it, Judith.
But yeah, there
anyway,
were, and there
were
also a woman and her husband. Do you remember that photo that got sent
in?
This woman, she sent us a photograph to our email address, which Judith has hopefully got written down.
olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
She sent a photograph of her and her husband wearing your sandals, both of them.
Yeah, matching.
Both of them.
Yeah, his and hers. I know, unisex, absolutely. But we couldn't see their faces, could we? It was like they did that, but they wanted to be anonymous.
Yeah, they wanted to remain anonymous. Yeah, they weren't that confident that they'd made a good choice.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Yeah, but they were kind of, you know, they were edging me on, really. Anyway, all I'm saying, Jenny, is that, you know, well, I'm saying two things. First of all, when I get the opportunity to come round to your house, you know, one day after all this goes over, I'm coming in your cupboard, in your wardrobe, and I'm going to rummage around that for some old lady clothes or anything even remotely old lady. And I'm going to have a good old look at your footwear because I think somewhere lurking in there's going to be something that the gang agrees with me should go. That's what I'm saying.
That the gang won't approve of and think are hideous, but there's nothing old lady, I can guarantee that.
Well,
what you will
you know.
Find, I've got this sort of speciality wardrobe. It's only a tiny little sort of sliver of cupboard. I've got some of my old gig clothes in there, Judith. Ooh. And it's kind of this cupboard of nostalgia and sort of size 10 PVC trousers and things like
PVC
that.
Did you used to wear PVC trousers?
I used to wear PVC trousers on stage, yeah.
I
had a red pair and a black pair. And obviously you couldn't wash them because they're PVC. So I sometimes used to have to get a kitchen sponge and do out the gussets. Because they got really, really sweaty.
Oh,
and I used to
goodness.
Wear those with a pair of leopard skin brothel creepers. Black crepe soled.
Oh, wow.
With a leopard skin topped. Yes.
You were ahead of the curve there, weren't you? You really were.
Well, they were stage clothes. So you had something a bit jazzy, didn't you? It sort of, you know, I don't do that so much anymore because I'd look fucking ridiculous in a pair of PVC trousers. I'd look like a cheap sofa that had fallen off the back of a van.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Okay, let's get off the subject of us because we're both in danger of going simultaneously. Right. So let's have a look at the wider news in general this week, Judith. What did you think about Beatrice's wedding?
Disappointing, wasn't it, really? Because let's face it, it's a little bit like the cup final, isn't it, for most women, is a royal wedding. And not that I'm particularly a royalist, but you do like to think, you know, you like to look at people, don't you, and say, oh, she's put on a bit of weight and she's looking a bit older and look at that.
I just wondered that whole wedding incident with Beatrice. Do you think she was a bit pissed off because it was only a year or so ago that Eugenie got the carriage and the sort of, you know, the run through town and all that kind of thing and all the pomp and all the
circumstance. I think it was last summer. Wasn't it last summer that her sister did that? Pretty sure it was.
And we had Fergie making faces and being not being able to breathe in that dress.
I know, we liked that, didn't we?
And we didn't see any photos of Fergie this time. And, of course, Andrew, the disgraced Andrew, completely airbrushed out of it.
Yeah. Quite right.
None of the big hitters were there.
No, well, absolutely.
Well, the Queen. You know,
yes, the Queen, yeah. But it was, it was disappointing because we do look forward to a royal wedding, don't we?
Well, there's not much else going on at the moment.
No. Yeah. Beautiful arch of flowers, though. That was the only thing, wasn't it? That was absolutely beautiful. And she wore the tiara that, you know, that they all wore, that the Queen wore when she got married and everything.
Yes, that was interesting that she wore an old dress of the Queen's.
Oh, yes, that's right. So she did.
Norman Hartnell number.
Yes. Princess Beatrice is very little, I suppose, like her grandmother. They're all they're all quite sort of miniature versions, aren't they? And so
you've got a short jean in there. There's a short jean.
There is. Yeah. I know that because she was standing next to me at the Wilderness Festival, right next to me in the concert. She was.
I remember
next to me.
That. Do you remember that? That was last year. We talked about that on the podcast. Who'd have thought a year later?
God, I know.
The only thing, just to go back on Beatrice's thing, I do like she's got a stepson now because, you know, of course, this fellow was married before.
Yes.
And she's got a stepson called Wolfie.
Wolfie? That sounds like a dog's name, doesn't it?
Well, I like it. Wolfie. I think it's a good name.
It's a weird name. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Mm. I just like the idea of the royal family just having the more interesting mix.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I want Archie and Wolfie to be mates, but now, you know, he lives in Canada. It's all very difficult. And the other royal thing that we noticed this week is, well, you sent me a note, Judith, and it was a little bit vague, and you just said the Queen knighting that man.
Yes, that was rather lazy, wasn't it, Sir Tom? Yeah. Sir Tom, wasn't that a beautiful photograph?
Yeah, it really was sweet.
Oh, it was. I think it was the day. It must have been the day that she got that bitch just got married, wasn't it? Because she got
so
that
she was gigging in the morning
on.
With Knight and Sir Tom,
so. I think,
and then she had the family do in the afternoon.
I reckon, yeah. But it was just so wonderful, wasn't it, to see two people who'd been through, you know, through the Second World War and so much, and then of course the pandemic, and you know, it was really that was a kind of uplifting, wasn't it, really?
We have to cling on to these uplifting moments.
I think we do.
You've got to give it to the Queen. She's 94. She's still knighting blokes with swords without taking off their shoulders. And I can't even cut up some shard without taking off the top of my finger. right, we've done your sandals, we've done puppy. It is time now, Judith, for our cultural roundup of the week.
Yes. A roundup, yes. I tell you what I've been watching, apart from Mad Men, we're still watching Mad Men, I've started watching Peter Kay's Car Share. Why have I never watched that before? It's fantastic.
I don't know. I haven't either. And everyone's, it won everything going.
Yes, I remember.
And everyone said it was brilliant.
Yeah, well, it is.
And the girl in it is really good. And I think I've only seen half of one. And I thought, this is great while I was watching it. And I don't know why I haven't watched any more. I might tune in, Judith. What's that on? Is it on BBC iPlayer or something?
It's on BBC iPlayer, yeah. But it's you know, yeah, I would recommend that. Otherwise, we're still into Mad Men series. I think we're into season three. It's like our sort of daily routine. It's a bit like you probably in The Sopranos.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's kind of 9 o'clock. It's Mad Men o'clock, and it's still
we're exactly the same.
Fantastic.
9 o'clock. Our house. It's Sopranos. Is it? We're on series five now.
Yeah.
I'm getting really panicky about it because we've just spunked, to use a terrible young people's phrase that makes me feel a bit sick. But now and again, I use it.
Yeah,
we've just spunked the entire series, every single series, three series of Skin Wars. I've turned Phoebe onto that. I know it's the one that you didn't enjoy, but Phoebe and Tristram came for supper and I made them watch it. They got right into it.
Now,
Jeff and I, watched every single episode ever made. I'm now really missing the competition show, my other favourite, and I honestly, I scour the listings in case it comes back. Is the competitive show? It's called Blown Away. Do you remember Blown Away?
Oh, I remember you going on about it. The glass blowing thing.
It was glass blowing,
wasn't it?
And it was just brilliant. I loved Blown Away, and it was made in Canada. And I keep thinking, I don't think Canada's got as many problems as we have. And COVID hates the heat. And surely the safest TV program you could make at the moment would be in a glass blowing workshop where it's a billion degrees and everybody's wearing, you know, visors and hazmat suits. They can do in a fucking global pandemic is bring me another series of Blown Away.
But you know, I've just had a terrible thought. They are making Strictly, aren't they? I mean, they are making Strictly.
They are, Judith. They're making a stripped down Strictly.
Oh, because can you imagine another lockdown? Without
a winter lockdown.
This is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get tougher and tougher. If we don't knock this, we've got to keep our fingers crossed that the brains in Oxford, because there does seem to be a bit of a breakthrough on that. And we're just, apparently one of the female scientists is not only, you know, a huge, brilliant genius anti-COVID vaccine finder, but she's the mother of triplets. Go, that lady!
Really?
Yeah. God, just makes you just, you know, some people, you just got to take your hat off to them, don't you?
Totally. Yeah. Yes. Oh, we hope.
Yeah.
God, please.
As I say, I'm really worried about television running out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. How many more Sopranos have you got to go? Are you on the last season?
No, we're on season five and there's six and seven to go. But, you know, the day is coming. Good. I can feel it.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I know. You have to do a swap. So you'll have to go on to Mad Men and we'll have to go on the Sopranos.
And then we can test each other.
Yeah, we can test each other. A
whole episode of Older and Wiser where we don't talk about anything else but Sopranos and Mad Men. Now, what about books?
okay, right. I tell you the book that I said this last week, but I'm enjoying The Weekend by Charlotte Wood. I think it's very good. And I think
Have you finished that yet?
No, I know. I'm about halfway through. And there are three women in it. So I'm not sure which woman I am. They're in their 70s. So they're a bit ahead of me on the kind of vile sandal count. There's an actress who
That's
has,
me!
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold your horses. Okay. There's an actress that hasn't had any parts for ages and has really run out of money and is kind of borrowing from her daughter. Then there's a kind of feminist who is... Let's really let herself go. I picture Miriam Margolis kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she's
Brilliant.
Got this sort of fat dog, very old, you know, sort of arthritic dog.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody called Jude, who's the restaurateur who made a lot of money and has got an affair that she's had on the side for many, many years. So, you know, I'm kind of, I've got a bit of all of that, really. Obviously, I'd like to be Jude. But I think I'm probably the fat one with the, you know, the aging
No, you're
dog.
A mixture. We're all a mixture. But it sounds like it's been written. I mean, Australian novelists are really good at this, at writing books that lend themselves very easily into being made for television. This sounds like it's got TV drama stamped all over it. The shared audible that Jeff and I are doing at the moment, the shared audible is David Mitchell's Utopia Avenue.
Mm.
Now, this is new and it's got a psychedelic cover. If you want to read it with your eyes, you'll find it in every bookshop because he's a big name. So, you know, it's on the tables in Waterstones, unlike my book. I had to go in down the King's Road and say, "Nimi got a copy of Older and Wiser." I did, honestly. I've taken to ringing shops because people tell me on Twitter. They tweet me and they go, I couldn't find it in Waterstones in Birmingham. Well, next day, what am I doing? I'm on the phone to Waterstones in Birmingham, aren't I?
Of course I am.
You know, it's really funny when halfway through the conversation they realise it's me, because some of them do. Because it's often middle-aged women where they go, sorry, you want Jenny, would that be... Yes, it's me. It's Jenny Eclair. Anyway, I'm a hideous human being, but I'm enjoying Utopia Avenue. It's like a modern day Dickens, Judith. And
is it?
It is the story of, it's another one of those disparate people forming a band. And I think this band is going to be sort of a bit Pink Floyd-y. So It's my second band book recommendation. My first choice is Daisy Jones and the Six on Audible, which is great. I don't think I would have liked it reading it with my eyes. I think it's a brilliant performance piece. I am enjoying Utopia Avenue, but there has just been a chapter written through the eyes of somebody on an acid trip. And, oh, God, I got bored of that. Because people on acid are really dull, aren't they?
Wow.
I mean, I've never done it myself.
Oh, no,
but I find really druggy people really, really boring.
Yeah, it is dull, isn't it? I mean, when I was a student and I spent time with people, which wasn't a lot, actually, with people who are into that, you just think, oh, yeah, it is. It's dull. You think, oh, God.
Dull. Dope smokers. Yes. Boring. Yep. You're boring and your houses smell. And there's always bits of cardboard lying around. You're awful. tidy up after yourself. If you're going to smoke dope, tidy up after yourself. Right. Emails from the gang, Judith. What have we got?
Yes. Well, we like the fact that people are emailing in with their ages, which is a trend what we started. And we're liking that, are we not?
Yes, we very much like that. We want to know exactly.
We do. So Pamela, 66 and two-thirds.
Blimey.
Now, she sent us an interesting email. She said that she has noticed an annoying TV trope, good word, Pamela, top marks, which is that, you know, in the dramas, they show you a text, you know, so you get that thing on the right-hand side of the kind of, you know, and she says she can't read it properly and it's not up for long enough. And do you know what, Pamela? I think you're right. Tis annoying.
And the very interesting thing about Pamela is that she listens to us, get this, on Waiheke Island in Auckland.
Know. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, Pamela, we'd quite like to come stay.
Yes, would you know, the thought occurred to me. Yes,
House exchange. Oh, you are cunning.
I know I am. I am a scheming little bugger.
Okay.
And then Hayley, 56 and 11 months, who is named after Hayley Mills. And I always wanted to be Hayley Mills. So much.
But what did Hayley have to say?
She had to say, sorry, yes, that was all about me again, wasn't it, really? Oh, she said she was moved to tears when we were both talking about our fathers. Isn't that sweet?
Oh,
that was
nice,
rather
nice.
Yeah.
So you wanted to be Hayley Mills, did you?
I
remember Hayley Mills came to one of our grumpy gigs. She came to Richmond. Yes, she did. And Juliet Mills came to another grumpy gig. I think Juliet was a sister. She came to one up in the north. Because they were both cousins of Susie Blake. And Susie Blake was in the Grumpy Show. Yes, when you think about it, they all look a little bit similar.
Oh, yes, they do now.
They all
have
the same grandfather. Yes.
Gosh. Oh, funny that I never had that conversation with Susie.
But we've had quite a lot of big names in grumpy audiences. Another one was possibly the biggest name. It was the Queen. The Queen came to see us. No, she didn't. It would have been great if it was the Queen, but it was actually Pink. I've written in my notes Pete Floyd's Dave Gilmore, but obviously there was never a band called Pete Floyd. It was Pink Floyd's Dave Gilmore. He came backstage once with his wife, the writer Polly Sampson, who's a bit of a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And he accepted, get this, Judith, he accepted a mini pork pie from our rider.
Well, of course he did.
Why would you not? That we had a good rider that night.
Wow.
We were playing Brighton, and Brighton Theatre put out a nice spread for us.
Oh.
And we had them backstage, Polly and Dave, and I was able to say, would you like a mini pork pie, Dave? Would you like one?
That's your claim to fame. You gave a mini pork pie to Dave Gilmore. It's not bad. It's not bad, as you know.
absolutely. Okay, yes. So finally, Judith, we got an extraordinary email from somebody called Angie. Again, it's the floodgates, the ukulele playing that bother me sometimes, but I'm warming to it. Yeah. We had the wonderful ukulele rendition of our theme tune from Jane last week. But this,
wasn't that good?
Yeah, yeah. And then this was extraordinary because it was a video of a ukulele band, which is called Locum. Now, Locum stands for League of Crafty Ukulele Masters. Now, Judith, what did they do?
Well, yeah, I mean, like you, I was a bit ukulele phobic at the beginning, and we have rather opened up the floodgates, haven't we, here? But anyway, yes. Angie sent us this video of a ukulele band which in lockdown, and it's run by Sam Brown, who was on Jules Holland a lot, brother called Pete. Anyway, yes. So they have done this, and we want to play out on it because it is so wonderful. And obviously, you've got that kind of wonderful sort of gallery of all of them.
Basically, gang, we are going to play out this week with the Locum, the League of Crafty Ukulele Masters, playing Dreamer. Oh, it's a joy to talk to you both today. Thank you very much for cheering me up, and we shall speak again.
Absolutely. Lovely to talk to you, Jenny, as well. And do you know what? I think I might be taking up the ukulele. Do you know what?
I think I might be.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You wait till you hear this lot. They are fantastic.
They are fantastic. I'm going to give this lot credit. They're great.
Yeah. Bye, gang. See you soon. Bye.
Can you put your hands in your head? Oh, no. I said, for us, what a day, a year. It is. You know, well, you know, you had it coming to you.